Well, there comes a time in the tides of a small business when it becomes obvious that things are never going to take off. Many people start or purchase a small business with the drive and enthusiasm that's second to none. However, over time, just like any relationship, the excitement can wear off and you can feel, well, I'm over it. Or you just simply want a new adventure. Whatever the reason, you may feel the need to break up with your business at some point, and it becomes just a question of timing. When is it a good time to break up with your business? Tanya Katsanis has more.
Catherine Blizzard is no stranger to owning a small business after having owned a fish and chip shop in her early 20s. Becoming a mother of three and enjoying a career as a librarian seemed enough for a while until the small business bug came back to bite. Catherine's renewed desire to own her own small business led her to take a risk and purchase a struggling bookshop cafe in Sydney's trendy Paddington and turned it into one of Sydney's hotspots. So what motivated Catherine to re-enter the world of small business ownership?
This business was a dream business. I had always dreamt of owning a cafe bookstore, and it sort of formed part of what I did. And so I then went and became a teacher librarian. It was my husband who really helped me to step in and take over or purchase it, because there were a lot of doubts. But anyway, we went ahead and I took over, and it was a dream come true.
After fulfilling her dream and building a strong relationship with her business over 8 years, Catherine decided it was time to break up with her business. But when exactly is that moment you know it's time to end your small business relationship?
It wasn't a spur of the moment decision. The decision to sell, I think, came up at least 12 months beforehand. It was at a point where I had, in my mind, achieved all my dreams for the business. I had, in my mind, successfully achieved what I'd set out to do and proven to myself that I could do all of that.
Many people, however, don't always experience success in small business, and sometimes the reality of running a small business is far harder than the dream. Jackie Attard is the Executive Officer for the Business Enterprise Centre in Southern Sydney. She's experienced in advising small business owners who are often left disillusioned because their business is not meeting their expectations. Jackie explains why many people decide to break up with their business, even though it may not be the right time.
When you start a business, there's a great deal of excitement, and that moves very quickly into all other emotions, like frantic, joy, pride. But when they're wanting to exit their business, they're usually exiting the business when it's at what I say a plateau, where it hasn't grown for a number of years, or it may even be in a decline. And that's not a good time to exit.
Although selling your business might make you some money, it may not prepare you for the emotional loss a business owner feels once the breakup is complete, with many small business owners likening the breakup to the loss of a loved one or family member. This was a stark realisation when Catherine Blizzard walked away from her cafe. When you finally handed the business over, how did you feel?
Absolutely devastated. I grieved. It was like there was someone who had died. Someone had died. That same sort of grief as death was how I felt with the business.
Whatever the reason you have decided to break up with your business, the process takes time, from months to sometimes up to a year. And therefore, in order to get the best price for your business, it may be best to keep the momentum going rather than simply just walking away. Martin Lesoto of Amplify Business explains.
When you think about breaking up with your business, you actually haven't officially broken up yet. So that process takes months. And sometimes it can work into being a process that's longer than 12 months. So my recommendation is to continue operating your business, continue maintaining growth if that's possible, looking after your customers, maintaining a level of optimism in your business. And that's really, really tricky to do when you feel like you've broken up with your business. The reason is this: a purchaser looks at a business to buy in a different way than the seller does. So a business that's continuing to grow is more appetizing than a business that's actually declining.
Understanding what's going on for you emotionally is critical. Jackie Attard from the BEC Southern Sydney says, depending on the business performance, sometimes it's not only grief you feel, but also personal failure when you realise it may be time to walk away from your business.
The emotion that they have for them to let go of, it's pride. So they want to see that they had created something successful. And so they're usually feeling a little bit of shame. And it's actually letting them know that sometimes you've got to fail to succeed.
In order to avoid a bad breakup, it is best to plan your exit strategy, and most businesses fail to identify when they should leave their business. Martin Lesoto sees the benefits of being able to imagine a future when you and your business are no longer together.
As business operators that enter the business, knowing that one day they will sell their business, knowing that they have a succession plan, have a strategy to exit, they're the ones that have the least emotional issues when breaking up with their business, because they realise that owning a business is not forever, and that there will be a time that they won't be able to operate their business anymore, and there will be a time where they really, the best possible scenario is cashing in on a strong asset.
For Catherine Blizzard, her business journey came to an end when she decided it was time to break up with her business, and she had no regrets.
I don't regret it. It was a great experience. I had the time of my life with that business, but it helped me to grow, to learn, and to, I think, I hope, lead to other things, probably more community-based and helping other people.
Catherine Blizzard there, once owner of Ampersand Cafe and Bookstore in Paddington, Sydney. Now a small business advisor at the Southern Sydney Business Enterprise Centre, ending that report by Tanya Katz-Arnas.